Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to say thank you, my friends. Thank you for another night, for opening up your hearts, opening up your doors, your windows, opening up your space, and allowing me to come in to share the good news of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God said, when you honor me, I'm going to honor you. So tonight we are going to look at giving. Amen? Tonight we are going to look at giving. Why giving is so important. Jesus talked about it. Anything that is important, Jesus mentioned it. So tonight, giving is very important. Amen? So let us look at giving. But before we go into looking at giving, we're going to invite God's presence with us, and God will speak to us. God will minister to our hearts, even as we wait patiently on Him tonight. So tonight, let us go into prayer. Those of you at your laptop and your PCs, I want you all to reverence God this evening. And you know, I always love to usher in the presence of God with a little praise and worship. Amen? So tonight, we want to lift up our voice and thank God for bringing us through another day. Thank God for allowing us to come through this day successfully. It's very, very important to give God's praise. It's very, very, very important to give God praise. And tonight, we want to lift up God's name on high. Let us go into prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. How we love you, Lord. Oh, do 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 yanda da da, iti re re re, iko do 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 yanda. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you tonight, O God. Father, we invite your presence, O God, with us in our midst tonight, O God. Heavenly Father, without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing. So, Heavenly Father, tonight, we are inviting your presence with us. We pray that you move through the airwaves as I begin to speak your word. I pray that your word will go forward with power. I pray for that your word will touch hearts tonight through those computers, through the airways. Oh, God, minister to the hearts of your people, Lord. Lord, grant them your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, oh, God. Strengthen them, Father, where they are weak, oh, God. Encourage your spirit, oh, God, where they are discouraged, oh, God. Oh, God, tonight, we invite you in our midst. Sweet Holy Spirit, just speak to our hearts. Give us direction day after day as we surrender, as we submit our lives to you, Heavenly Father, as we submit our will to your will, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Father, come down tonight, oh God. Father, we said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, breakthrough, healing, deliverance, need being met. Father, we call upon your sweet Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh God, open up our eyes to your truth, oh God. Give us understanding hearts, oh God, and understanding minds. Give us listening ears, oh God, Father, tonight, that we listen to your word, oh God. That we'll hear your word, oh God. That we'll understand your word, oh God, Father, and we'll apply it in our lives, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father in heaven, And I want to say thank you for coming in our midst tonight, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for touching lives. Father, remember those that are sick, oh God. Remember those that are on their dying bed tonight, oh God. Those that have cancer. Those that have diabetes, oh God. Those that have AIDS, Father. High blood pressure. Sugar diabetes. Multiple sclerosis. And Lord, you, and on, the name could go on and on and on. Father, tonight, I lift up these people, oh God, Father, in Jesus' name. Even those that are in the hospital, in hospices, oh God, in shut-ins, Father, and at home, oh God, they cannot move, oh God. Father, let your sweet Holy Spirit move through, oh God, move through these places, Father, right now. Oh God, and touch and heal and bring deliverance, oh God, Heavenly Father. That they will learn to trust you. They will know, Father, that I am is here. Oh, God, move through, Lord. Move through these hospitals, these hospices, oh, God. Move through these shut-ins and these homes, oh, God, that where people are bedridden, oh, God. Oh, God, let the Holy Ghost, oh, God, set them on fire, oh, God. Oh, God, resurrect them from their sick bed, oh, God. Resurrect them from their dying beds, Heavenly Father. I pray right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Say that, how we bind up all your works right now with Jesus' name. How we bind up all your attacks. All your evil attacks upon God's people right now, in the precious name of Jesus. Satan, you have no power. Jesus Christ has conquered you, Satan, almost 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. So, Satan, I command you, I give you notice right now to get the hands to loosen and set God's children free right now. Set their health free. Set their bodies free right now. I command you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe. We believe that you are fighting our battles right now. We believe and we're thanking you right now for your sweet deliverance, oh God. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, tonight we say thank you. Thank you for coming in our midst, touching lives, touching hearts, healing bodies. Oh God, signs and wonders pour in your word, oh God. Oh God, people receiving their healings and their deliverance, oh God. Even as your word go forth tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, through these airwaves, oh God. Father, let your power be manifested tonight, oh God, in the hearts and lives of the people that are hearing your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the power and the anointing of your sweet Holy Spirit sweep through the airwaves, oh God, and into the homes, and into the lives, oh God, and into the hearts, oh God, the people, oh God, that are listening, oh God. I pray right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for moving in our midst tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Well, well, well. The hour has come to find out God's truth, to go into God's truth. Oh God, the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set make you free. So tonight is victory. Amen. And our topic tonight, my friends, is giving the right way. Some people saying, but prophet, I'm giving so long, and I'm not seeing my blessings. I'm making my investment in the kingdom of God, and I'm not seeing my returns. Let us go in and see why it is, because God is a God, he cannot lie. Why it is you are not getting a return on your investment? You are not getting your blessings from the seeds that you are sowing. Let us go in and see what is happening. Why it is that you are not reaping, because God is a God, he said he cannot lie. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into your bosom. Let us see why it is. So what I'm telling you, there's a right way of giving, and there's a wrong way of giving. And brethren, friends, it is very important that we have to walk in the Spirit. And tonight I'm trying to get you all, because 1, 2, 3 teaching, because so long we have been hearing other doctrines. So now to accept the new now, it is a battle. Because why? Because of the strongholds of those lies that we have been hearing for so long. It is very difficult. But tonight is your breakthrough. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So let us see what is the problem. Let me see what is the problem. Okay? Let us look at the seed. Because giving is a seed. Sowing is a seed. The seed is good. Because you're sowing it, you're giving, which is an act of faith. So which means is in that your giving is good. All right? So we see the seeds are good because you're obeying God's word to your giving. Let me look at the soil. The soil that you're planting your seed on. Sometimes you see a soil is bad. That's the reason why you can't get your harvest. Or sometimes the soil is good. Sometimes the soil is good, but your motive in giving is bad. The reason that you are giving, and if your motive is not right, you're not going to receive your exceeding abundantly above blessings. So we check in, we going down the line, and we check in, because God said his word will not return unto him void. God said, his word, he watches over his word to perform it. So you may be saying, prophet, 20 years now I'm giving into this church. Every time they call for money, every time they ask for the building funds and the television funds and the airplane funds and all kind of funds, the benevolence funds, all kind of funds are given. And for 20 years, I have been given, and I'm not seeing a return on my investment. I'm not seeing the blessings. Let us go and see. And I believe the reason why I believe, and we're going to look at it from a scriptural point of view, the reason why we are not receiving, we're more broke than anything else. We're more sick than anything else. But God, I'm doing everything you tell me to do. What is wrong? The pastor, when the pastor called for this, the pastor called for that. God, I'm there. When we go into openers, we go into street meetings, God, we go in witnessing. God, I'm there. What it is that I'm doing bad? I'm in the choir. Very early in the morning, Sunday school, I'm there. God, Bible study Wednesday night, I'm there. Young people night, Thursday, I'm there. Prayer meeting Friday night, I'm there, Lord. Choir practice Saturday, I'm there. But God, what it is, why it is, I'm not receiving my investment. I'm not receiving my returns on my investment. Friends, let us go and examine why some of us are walking in poverty. Why some of us are giving a remote broke than the brokers and them. Amen? So let us go in Luke. Always have your Bible. You know, when you listen to this program, I want you to have your Bibles. Luke, because you're not going to get these kind of teachings in the Bible, in the churches, because they want to keep you in darkness. They want to keep you in bondage so that they can rip you off. So that's why God said, you had to know the truth, not the pastor telling you. You had to know the truth. And when you know the truth, and you're walking in the truth, hallelujah, you're going to receive your exceeding abundantly blessing. God is a God, he cannot lie. These are the principles how God operates in the kingdom of God. And the word is giving us the knowledge and the understanding how to walk in his blessings, how to walk, how to give. So let us look at Luke chapter 18 and reading from verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, the ruler talking to Jesus. And a certain ruler asked Jesus, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God. And Jesus, verse 20, thou knowest the commandments. Jesus telling them now, you know the commandments. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witnesses. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept for my youth up. Here, he and all trying to tell him, God, what is going on? I'm keeping all that. What is happening? I want eternal life. He and all had doubts, you see, just as you have doubts, maybe not in the same area. So, yeah, and he said, all these have I kept for my youth up. Now, when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Oh, Lord, people, I want y'all to listen. I want y'all to listen. This guy is trying to present a perfect, he's walking in the perfection of God. So hear what Jesus said. Jesus come at the heart of it. Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come follow me. So some people say prosperity is God's way of blessing. And here this Jesus said, give it away. You see what is going on? People will tell me and say, prophet, you're envying these prosperity preachers because you're jealous. They have everything. And you're broke, so you wanna change. But hear what Jesus is saying. Jesus said, go. So if that was so important, if prosperity was so important, if prosperity was a sign or a mark of God's righteousness and of God's blessing, why Jesus telling a man to give away his riches? And come, and you'll have riches, which means he's telling you real riches in heaven. You find it strange. You see what is happening here? So, brethren, I don't want you all to go off and analyze and tell a man because he may have 3 big cars and 2 big churches. You understand? And money and aeroplane. Oh, he's walking with God. God is on his life. That is a lie from the people here. What Jesus say? No. Come follow me. Follow the word. Jesus said the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And verse 12 in Gospel of St. John 1, and the word took upon himself flesh and dwelt among us. Like Jesus. Jesus walking is the word personified. See? So Jesus saying is then that, hey, to walk in this riches and blessing that I'm talking about is not your material stuff, because that will disappear. Anytime the economy go down, anytime you get sick, doctor will eat that. That is not the real, this is not the prosperity you're talking about. And many people running after riches. And Jesus said, give it away. Give it away. Give it away. And come, follow me. I have the riches. I the world. I'm the world. Manifest. Personify. I come follow me. Let us see what happened here. Yet that is the one thing. Verse 22. Thou, one thing, sell all that thou hast and distribute it unto the who? The poor. And thou shall have treasure in heaven and come forth. You see what is happening here, brethren? The investment you're making, your blessing is in heaven and God ready to rain it down. If you know how to walk in his word, he said, come follow me. After you sell and you give to the poor, he said, come follow me. What Jesus is saying, give of your riches. Give to the poor. He said, come, live in the word, follow the word. The word is going to give you a direction where you're going to find the riches. God knows where all the riches are. God knows exactly where the gold is, the silver is, the diamond is. He put it in the earth. So he knows exactly where to send you to find it. But you know what? There's a condition for you to find any blessing. You've got to give to the poor. you've got to give to those that I have. And God says, listen, the investment, the blessing that is going to come down, it is based on the word. When you follow the word, God says, God bless you. I will bless you. I will bless you. I will bless you. And not only the physical blessing, because remember, the blessing is just a bonus. It's just a byproduct. of the Word of God. You'll only get blessed after you keep the Word of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all. So which means your giving has to be based. Now we're getting on to the nitty gritty. Let me say why we're getting broke, why we broke. Now I'm teaching you all. The Holy Ghost is leading me to teach you to come out of poverty. How to come out of poverty. Because you're giving, but you're giving the wrong way. So here what is happening here. Jesus said, man, rich man, go sell everything. Because them riches is no good. I have some riches for you. That is going to good. But the riches that I'm going to give you, it is going to come from the world. The world. And the world, the riches that I will give you is both spiritual and physical. And that riches will never die. But your riches is only based on the flesh. It's only based on the word. So what happened? That wish could go anytime. But when your blessing comes through the word, the enemy can't steal it, brother. Your name is on it. Because God said it. So hear what Jesus said. Come follow me. That is the way to give. Through the word. You may not earn that profit. What you're saying? Okay. Remember all these nights I'm telling you. We had a photo. God, Jesus said, you have to follow my instruction. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these blessings. Houses, land, a little further up, I think verse 25. In Luke, I think what, 36? Luke 6, 35, no, 25. Because the Gentiles was talking about, you know, having food and clothes and things. And Jesus said, no, don't think about that. He said, seek ye first. He said, because what happened, these guys will always be hungry. These guys will be always be naked because their prosperity and riches is based on the flesh. But he said, when you come to me, when the prosperity you'll be getting through the word, he said, it's going to stay. The devil can't touch it. But the guys in the world who the prosperity that is in the world, they're going to lose it. Because God said, the flesh profited nothing. You see? So we see here, that Jesus is instructing a man, if you follow me, you're going to get a real riches. You're going to get a real blessing that Satan can't touch. You'll get it spiritually. You'll get it mentally, emotionally, socially. You'll get it all through your body. Materially, mentally, emotionally, socially. Listen, God is going to heal you. God is going to deliver you. And God will bless you with material stuff. But it has to come through your word. So hear what is happening. So first, we have to hear Jesus. I was sure. So he missed a good opportunity. Let us read again. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it's easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved, the action? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. You see, what God is going to do now, the things that looking that difficult, when you begin to obey God's word, when you begin to give in his spirit, God said, what looking impossible, God said, is a work of miracle. Because of his seed, because of your right giving. Now you may still understand. You may still not understand. You may say, prophet, I'm not understanding still. Okay, hold on. Patience. Amen? So what Jesus is saying here, now Jesus, the Holy Spirit, represents Jesus in our lives. He is dwelling in our heart. Remember? When God look at his heart, not the outward appearance. So what is going on now? How are you going to give? You're going to give through the word. When you begin to spend time in God's word, as Psalms 37 and verse 4, I keep pounding it in your head. I keep pounding it because it's very hard when you have a mind full with flesh, full with carnal thoughts. It's very difficult to break through what you're going to break through tonight. It's God's word. Now, what happened when we come to Jesus? So the guy had was the rich man had was to listen to Jesus because Jesus was not in him. Jesus did not die so that the Holy Ghost could go and come into for him to go to heaven so that he could send the Comforter, that the Comforter will come in and be with us. So when Jesus died, what happened? He said, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. And on the day of Pentecost in Acts, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? All right. Now, where the Holy Ghost is abiding, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that was working through Jesus, signs and wonders, that the same Spirit coming into our hearts. So what happened? The blesser is in our lives. But you know what? Even though the blesser is there, he can't bless you because you know why you're giving room. Look at it now. Look at the spiritual concept about this thing. Now, the Holy Ghost is in your heart. Now, God said, delight thyself in Psalms 34 and verse 4. Psalms 37 and verse 4. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord, which is the word of God, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Where the instruction coming from? Where the instruction coming from? The heart. And how are we going to come? You're going to have desires. The word, when you're spending time in the word, God is going to speak through his word. How we speak through the word? Through desires. You're getting the message. Not through the pastor. Not the pastor telling you what to do. Not the deacon telling you what to do. No, this is a personal walk, because you know why? The Holy Ghost is in us. So we have to listen to the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost gives an instruction, how we give the instruction? Through desires. Through passion. I will show you why. So Psalms 37 verse 4, it said, delight yourself and he's going to give you the desires of your heart. The Holy Spirit and God's word work hand in hand. They don't contradict each other. So he come to enlighten us with the word. He come to strengthen the word, the Holy Spirit. So what happened? When you begin to pray, Father, tell me, Lord. God, I have two choices. I have Mary to choose from, and I have Jane to choose from. I have Mark to choose from, and I have John. God, I'm confused. I love both of them. Both of them are good. But there will be one who will suit you. There will be one who is your rib. The one that God, the rib that God took from you and made that woman. You see, so one of them, even though you love both of them, one of them will be your Boaz. Why? Because God knows. See, sometimes we can't trust love. We can't trust feeling. So by the time, when once we spend time in the word, God, and we begin to pray, Father, your discernment is kicking in now. You're getting in. You're walking in what? The power of the Holy Ghost now. You're calling on your Father. Because, God, I love these two men, or I love these two women. God, show me which one is the right one. Listen, brethren. If you don't get an answer right away, you wait. Sometimes God will allow the one who don't belong to you. They will just give up and walk away. Because always remember, love will always remain. Love will always suffer long. Love. So what happened? Sometimes you may not get a direction. All God telling you, wait. But God, how that making sense? Next thing, next 2 weeks, one of them left. You see me? See me? See, I ain't able with her. She making style. What happened? The real one going to remain. Because you love both of them. You can't make a choice. But God say, put me when you reach in that predicament. Put me first. Pray and wait and see. How I walk, like Jesus now telling us, follow me. The Spirit represents Jesus. That same Spirit that was in Jesus is in us now. So what happened? Jesus knew how to come physically and tell us, Mary Jane is the woman. The Holy Ghost will tell us, once you wait patiently, because you're confused. So the Holy Ghost will separate the one that who is not belong to you, and the one who belong to you will remain. So this is what happening. So now in your giving, you have to make sure that God is telling you in your heart. Because many people say, Prophet, how would you know the Holy Ghost leading you? How would you know when the Holy Ghost leading you? True passion, true desire, Psalm 37 verse 4. But you have to go spend time in God's word. You have to know God's word. So what happens when you begin to spend God time in God's word, you're sowing God's word in your heart, the Holy Ghost will move on that word and bring it to life. Because it's the Holy Ghost. Remember when in the beginning, when darkness was there? In the beginning, and God creating, but the Bible says there was full of darkness, chaos, the earth was in chaos. And the Spirit was just moving on the water. See? But when God said, what? Let there be light. When he spoke the word, the Holy Ghost, what? Bring it. Bring the word alive. That is what happened. The Holy Ghost is in us. It's not running up and down in the water. It's in us. And he's only waiting to hear God's word to perform the miracle. See? That is where you're walking in the anointing. You hear? And how you going to know God talking to you? Through desires. Through passion. Through passion. Through passion. Through desire. Because God is going to lead you. God is going to lead you. So even that one walk away which from you, you still have the real one. You still have love for that one. So that love going to attract that one. The enemy tried to mess you up with that two other guys. Always remember, when the real thing comes in, the enemy always send the what? The fake fools. Always send the imitation fools. So always remember, when you're confused, don't make a move. So if, now let's take for instance, God is in a church, and the pastor saying, listen, we want to put money for this TV program. You will know the pastor walking in the flesh because you're spiritual. When you begin to call for that money to put in the television station, you are spiritual. You will know exactly if the man walking in the flesh. You know why? Because his spirit will bear witness with his spirit. And if you're not getting that desire, which the Holy Ghost talking to you, you're getting that motivation. Remember what I keep telling you all? Passion always ignite motivation. So if the desire in your heart is not there to put that money as they're walking in the flesh, because you're spiritual, because you will say, Lord, if that man walking in the spirit, I supposed to be a witness to that man because it's the same spirit of origin. And if you're not getting that witness to point to that television station, is not of God. Is the past, is the flesh. He wants to go on TV. But maybe the timing is not yet. He's moving out of time. I'm not saying that God is not going to put him on TV, but he's moving out of time. See? So how you will know? So now you're in a church now, and the pastor calling for money. You will know exactly because the spirit in your heart talking to you through passion. And if God move on your heart and say, give, you know that's the Holy Ghost. And as the passion will drive you, you're going to want to give. You know something telling me I should back this project? You know something? But you know that something is the Holy Spirit. So what you're doing, the Holy Spirit bearing witness with your spirit that the passion target. It's his time. It's his time. So many of us will come to church and like we program. We had to come to church. We had the pastor go say tithe and offering, and then we gonna give. But sometimes God is not always the pastor. He's in his spirit. It's not always God telling the pastor to do this. Because as I tell you, sometimes, yeah, I'm not saying that God is saying that he ain't gonna build a television station, but there's a timing. With God, there's a timing. And most of the times, we're moving in the flesh, and we want to go and help God, do it for God. When God's saying, I just give you the desire. But it's a timing to bring it to pass. Because you have a lot of stuff to make. While you're going through, while you had a desire, God says, you know what? There are certain things you need to have, you need to get rid of. It's the same thing with the young rich ruler. He want to make it to heaven. And he said, Lord, I do everything. God said, There's one more thing you have to get rid of. One more thing. Compassion. You don't have compassion for the poor. It's the same thing. Sometimes God put a desire in our heart for the blessing. But God said timing. The reason why I'm allowing you to go through this timing without having it at the time is because there are things in your life you need to get rid of. And one is this. One is the compassion. Maybe one is mercy. You're too hard. Maybe your attitude. You have a nasty attitude. You're not glorified. So what God is saying, the reason why I'm not going to give you any time, even though you had a desire, but remember, I tell you, there's a timing. There's a timing. You may have a desire, but the timing is not to give you. But what God is saying, don't give up. Pursue. 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 But while you're pursuing, are cleaning you up. Oh, sometimes you're ready, but the person God has for you ain't ready. So you got to wait till God clean up that person. Sometimes the money you're trusting God for, You're ready for the money, the project, yeah. But God, he pushes you to give him money. He's stubborn. He's playing hard. So you know how to praise that God's self in that man's hand. So it's not sometimes not always us. When it happens, other parties involved. Sometimes it's not you. Sometimes it's the other party. God has to straighten up before he gives you, because God ain't go hijack me, man. I say, give Tom the money. God is a gentleman. He knocks at the door. Satan don't knock. Satan bully you. Satan will bully you to get what he wants. He's a bully. So friends, how you need to give in the right way. And how you gonna know? The Holy Spirit gonna tell you. And how the Holy Spirit gonna tell you? Because you're walking in the word, you're gonna listen to that voice in your heart. Desire. Passion. Passion is going to lead you to the will of God. Passion is going to lead you into your purpose. Passion is going to lead you to fulfill your dreams. Passion will let you know when you're confused and you don't know what is your mission in this life. What is your goal? Listen to that inner voice, passion. They call it all different kind of names. Passion. They call it, they say it's still a small voice, the Holy Ghost. But really and true for us to understand it is passion. Passion will always ignite motivation. And God will always, and that is how God will lead us through motivation. God is going to lead us to the things that we love. He always put that love in our heart so that when we attend to it, we'll enjoy what we're doing. We'll have peace about it. If there's no love, there's no peace. So, brethren, how are you giving? Do you pray and ask God, Father, I go to church tonight. God, help me. Let me know, Father. God, show me in this giving, Lord. Confused. Talk to me, Lord. And sometimes when the pastor get up, tithes and offering time. Okay, all right. Let me say, you know you're how to give. As they say tithes, I don't believe in tithes. Because they're going to start my church just now. But again, I church for over $600,000. I went and checked it out today. God bless me with the finances. You see? See? I waited on God. And God is blessing me with finances, but nevertheless, anyway, let us go ahead. But anyhow, you will know when I open any church. I will announce it. So you see, so what is happening? That is why sometimes when the desire is there and the fever is not there, you know it's not timing. Always remember what I tell you, when your purpose is there. And holy, what is purpose? Is where your passion is leading you. But if when the passion is leading you and you're not getting any favor, no doors are opening to you, you're in the hallway, there's no doors, what I tell you, begin to praise God in the hallway. Wait on God. And how you know it's timing? God is going to give you favor. Favor, doors will begin to open up. That is how you will know it's timing. It's timing, because when favor is the sign that it's time to move. And always remember, I tell you, favor is not for you. Favor is for your purpose. So you know when you're operating in purpose and God is putting it on your heart. Mary Jane, I love Mary Jane, but what you Mary Jane today, what are you going to do? You going to jump on Paula? No. God, you're Mary Jane today? God said, wait on Mary Jane. And when the timing is right, Mary Jane will appear from nowhere. Boaz, Ruth, they go appear from nowhere. I'm trying to help you to understand to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the anointing. You will get instruction from your heart. God says, I move on your heart. I when man looking on the outside, I am dealing you from the heart. I'm teaching your friends how to walk in the power of the anointing of God. I'm teaching you how to walk in the Spirit. So when God is telling you, is your favor now? Is your season? Because the desire is there. And how you know it's your season? Favor. God will begin to open doors. Man will come and say, hey, a lady was asking for you. She named Mary. Oh, Mary. Oh, Lord. And sometimes you meet them in funny ways. You go to the beach and you go here. You meet them. God already know exactly how we're going to bring you all together. And when she comes, you're going to feel that peace. You're going to say, prophet, you're going to always like a woman. You're going to feel peace about it. Anytime there is no peace in what you're doing, that you're walking in your flesh, God is not there. God says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. But so how you going to know is God's will? God's will always come with peace. When you find, when you feel you only accomplish your mission, or you go, you decide to operate in your purpose, and you find your purpose, you're going to find, feel that peace. You ain't going to feel no stress to go and do what God telling you to do. You're not going to be depressed and stressed. What happened? God said, I am equipping you for the battle. But anytime there is no desire, there's no passion, there will be no motivation. And when all these things happening, don't go and please people. Because the crowd say, hey, John, this deal nice for you. Or, hey, brother, this time to buy the house. Hey, look, no. Wait on God. And when you're moving, God say what? Then the blessings will come. Let us look at another example before I close. Let's say that sometime. Let us look. This was an example that the man didn't want to give. He had a wrong spirit. He had a wrong attitude. Let us look at another story of the other guy having the right attitude. You see what is happening? He wanted to work. He wanted to do what he wanted. This guy wanted to do the flesh. He said, Lord, I keep this, and I keep that, and I keep that. You see, only the flesh is I. But God said, you're lacking one thing. Go and sell and everything that you have. What happened? You went away sad. You know what? That kind of missed the greatest opportunity, the greatest business opportunity he will ever get in his life. Because if he had sell everything, God said, I give you 100-fold. Let us go and look at that man with that different attitude. So sometimes the pastor, they come and they say, to give. And you have a bad attitude. You know what? You're not going to get anything. You're sowing with the wrong intention. You're sowing with the wrong, because God is a God of peace. He's a God of love. When you're vexed and you're angry, you give. The best thing is to hold your money. God says, don't give with what? Don't give with necessity by necessity. Because you're giving because, you know, you want something. God said, don't give because you want something. Give out of your heart of love. Because you love to give. Don't give, as some people say, okay, you want a big house? Give. Come and put $100 and give. So you're going to get a big house. I have life from the prayer. You don't have to buy God for him to give you a big house. You don't have to bribe God for him to give you a big house. When the time comes to give you that big house, you have to pay a dime to the pastor. You don't have to pay a dime to the prosperity teacher. Oh, you know, the spirit of prosperity is moving right now. There's an anointing right now. If you put $2,000, if you put $1,000, come put it right now, because you're going to miss the blessing. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Because you're giving him the money. You wait. God will tell you when to give and how to give and how much to give. Because you're listening to that heart. And that heart, and how that heart that talk to you? Through passion. True desire. That is how you know, because you're reading the word, you're studying the word. That word will create a desire. When time comes, the desire will pop up. Time to get a house, bam! And all of a sudden, favor following. That is favor following your passion. Favor those who they know it's time. That is how you know it's the will of God. So, brethren, when you're giving, always give them the move. But how you know how them preachers that come and tickle you? With a sermon, oh, be gentle, be good. Go and pay for this sister coffee. Go pay for this brother thing. And all, that is the way you had to be nice, you had to be good, and then God will bless you. That has life. That is sugar-coated gospel. That is them prosperity gospel. You know, they setting you up to rub where you want. Listen to the inner voice. Listen to the inner voice. Listen, if you listen to the inner voice, nobody's going to rob you. But you have to spend time in God's word. Let us look at the next example before we close. You ever heard about the guy with the, everybody knows the story, the guy with the lunch, the fish basket? two fish and five loaves. Who remember that? Two fish. Look at the difference between the man with the rich man. You see how the rich man was greedy? The rich man was greedy. That is what the prosperity God preaches. They want everything and they don't want to give to the poor. They want everything and they don't want to sow. But look at this. Look at this attitude of this man. He poor. He don't have anything. Look at him. Yes. He comes to speak. He's following Jesus with two fish and five loaves. And everybody goes. So time to come now. Time for food. Time for lunchtime. What happened? Jesus said, I cannot send these guys anymore when they're following me too long. And if I send them away, they're going to fall by the wayside and be hungry. So Jesus said, how are we going to feed these people? Philip said, Lord, 200 penny more is not enough. So Jesus said, but how we can feed them? But Jesus said, we're going on because he has the spirit of discernment. He said, there's a little boy. Philip said, there's a little boy here with two fish and five loaves. He didn't have to give it. Because this man was hungry just like everybody, and if he had given it, he would have failed by the road side, because it was a far distance. What the boy did? Jesus, he called him. He said, tell him to bring his two fish and his lunch basket. What he did? He didn't turn up his face. What he did? He put it in the hands of Jesus. In the same way, God does do God's thing. He said, John, give me. And most of the time when God telling you to take the little that you have is to bless somebody else. So you see, when you bless somebody else, God say what you make, don't make for others, happen for others, I will make happen for you. So he says, son, give me a lunch basket. He could have told him, not me, no God. If I give you that food and I had to walk 100 miles, I go faint because there's no place for open at this hour. He said, no. What's the attitude? You take it and put it in the hands of Jesus. And what happened? Jesus multiplied that bread and that fish. Feed 5,000 people. But look at it. Look how the boy in turn get blessed. 12 baskets full of fragment remain. These 12 disciples went and followed that boy and bring it to his mama's home. If you could see it in his spirit. This man went with two, just a fish basket he gave from Kentucky and put it in the hands of Jesus. Because Jesus said, come, he obeyed the instruction. And what happened? He and his mama eat, he and his mama get groceries for the whole 6 months. 12 baskets he ended up getting. You see, he gave his last and death 12 baskets. The disciples brought 12 baskets home for him and his mama. It's out of that, out of obedience, because of that attitude. Are you giving when God put it on your heart? Are you giving? You're going to say, Satan, I rebuke you. Come out. It's not God. And that's why he's saying, well, God, but you're so stingy. You don't want to obey God. And you're going to miss your blessing. Last week, the young ruler. Yeah, you want to keep it. You want to eat your seed. You want to eat your blessing. God give you that. When any time something is not meeting your need, in that seed. You may go and say, okay, I need the mortgage paid. The mortgage is $1,200. You only have $800. You know what happened? That cannot meet your need. So you know what? Turn that into a seed. That is a seed you have. Take that money, because that money, if you keep it, it's not going to pay your mortgage. Pray. Say, Father, lead me with the Holy Spirit. Lead me, Lord. Lead me. Just do go and put it anyway. Because you're going to be giving them charlatans and them schemers, them prosperity gospel. You're going to take it and you're going to remember it. The Father, in your heart, Lord, just me. And you wait for his prompting. Wait for him. That desire. That desire is going to wake up and going to lead you exactly where he wants you to put that money. And when you use that as a seed, watch what happens. It's going to come back 100-fold. You know why? Because you did it in the spirit. You just didn't do it in the flesh. You didn't do it because the pastor had a nice sugar coated gospel and make you feel good. And you move in the flesh. You move in emotionally. And when you go and you give that money, it's after you say, oh God, what I did. a move of God on me. Moshe, oh Lord, how can I get that money now? Now you begin to stress because you just want to sell and they give away your money. See? That is how them guys and them operated. That is how them prosperity gospel, them sugar coated gospel, they're acting on your flesh, your emotions, make you feel good. But when you remain, you ask your father, I have a decision to make. Tell me, Lord. I have two jobs basically right now, Lord. I have one in the bank, and I have one in the oil field. Father, I don't want anyone to give me money, but Father, this thing is not about my money. This thing is about obeying your will. What do you have me? Because now you can bring the wealth from anywhere. You can bring the money, but if you look at my nutrition, look at the city, if I haven't done yet, really, I'm starting to think. With a little bit of oil, the little cruise the oil and the little flour, when Elijah said, bitch, okay, because God told Elijah, if you want something to do, tell her to feed you. Then you go, good. And the woman already, God already told the woman, I said, Elijah, I want you to beg you that kid. And God knows that I was allowed to be a baby, and then God started to feed and die. Because he put a famine in his life. No. Sometimes God says, in this situation, our situation, sometimes you pay and you have nothing, and sometimes God says, I want you to act like it. First is how you know what you know. He's telling you now to see the feeling in your spirit. You see God telling you that. The woman say, okay, God, because God tells me. She went and made it. What happened? Then she made that cake. She was able to make more cake until and the family was 3.5 years. God feed a woman because of her attitude. Because of my obedience, when God said I can give the man of God, he's given. I would have bought multiplier of oil and the next one, and that flower for 3.5 years. Brethren, listen, move in your Holy Ghost. Don't move. Don't let nobody tickle your emotion. Don't let nobody tickle your emotion. Know that sugar cost, sugar coating gospel will make you feel good. And then when you feel good, amen. That's called Christians are calling them. Them sugar coating is just holding your money. Because you know why? You ask to preach to your flesh. They never preach to your spirit. They preach to your flesh. They know what they're doing. But as I tell you, to walk to give, you have to give when God says give. That's the right attitude. And the right attitude is don't stretch your mouth when God says give. Because you know why? The Holy Spirit in your heart telling you give. And you stretching your mouth, you thinking about somewhere else. You know what? That's for my next woman. That's to go to the club tonight. Oh, that's my baby. That's my second baby mama. Money. You understand? Flesh. You thinking about yourself and flesh. That's the reason why you can't give. Because you know why? Flesh, you have too much of flesh in you. Flesh controls you. When the Spirit says, yeah! Flesh, you don't. And you know what? When you yield your will to, it's him that continues with. So if you yield, and you yield, and you yield to the flesh, what happens? You're pushing your Holy Spirit back. But when you obey the Spirit, when you obey the Spirit, the flesh is having less effect. Less because with the Spirit growing, and the flesh dies. The only Bible says, I must decrease. Christ must increase. Who are you owing? Who are you? Secret of giving. And when you give, Spirit, when God gives you, check all of them who give. When God tells them to give, what happens? They receive 100-fold. God takes care of that woman for 3.5 years. When he gives, when boy, when he is lunch, when he is fish basket, when God says, give him, Jesus said, put it in my hand. Friends, anytime, God says, put it in his hand. Okay, no problem. Miracle comes. And no, you know, most of the time, he tells you to give in your hard time. Check everybody who God moved on the heart, it was hard time. You know why? Because God wanted to bring across his point. God wanted to tell you, when you give with the right attitude, when you give, when I tell you to give, God trying to give you, and most of the time, God tells you to give in hard time. Brethren, what is hard time? And the Holy Spirit put it on your heart.
don't look at these circumstances. No, boy, that's a bad friend. No, don't say that. When God said again, forget about the circumstances. Don't look at what you don't have. Don't look at your leader. Don't look like how Peter is. When Peter begins to walk on the water, he has his focus on Jesus. He was looking around. But what I'm telling you, move his eyes from Jesus. Look at him. Brethren, God give you a command. Don't give you a second. Because the second to the second. You don't even know whether we said he didn't get nothing because he didn't obey God. The two guys in him, and he had. So if you have given that, God says, come and have many food. What happened? The young boy gave it in his basket. He and his mama ate food for about 6 months because it had 12 baskets, 12 disciples, when they're bringing home for his man. The woman is there for the largest power. He said, give! She says, no, Lord, I will die. No. God said, give. I want you to give. What happened? She didn't know what was going to happen, but she would be obedient. And what happened? She said, why? He's hitting you right now. God is getting ready to tell you how to get from that path. And if you're going to obey God, and you know what God tells you, you're going to come from that path. Because God didn't want to take from you from that promise. God wants to give you. That way, he tells you to give his promise. Because you know what? When you give it from it, that is the time you need. You don't need for your house. So God says, to create abundance of the spirit, give it from it. So that you know, when you give, I'm going to give you one good measure. Press down, keep together, running over. Brethren, you've got to give when the spirit of God can give, not when the pastor can give. Not when the sugar coaches, preachers can give. Obey your heart. Your heart, when I say your heart, I mean the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit move on your heart, your God, to I know it's the Lord, to desire, to passion. Passion will tell you, yes, it's your sin. Yes, give. And you know how you're going to know? And not only passion alone will tell you that. Never will come behind. You see what happened? That guy ended up being fearful. Because why? He moved, his heart was moved to give Jesus. The woman from Zarephath moved, his heart was. Moved your bills from the heart. And she gave what God said, she thou God herself, because she had a desire to give. When she gave what happened, soon got full. She gave a fever. Blessing! Somebody is blessing to somebody listening tonight. You're not bound. You're not struggling at the higher life. God is telling you to give it. And listen to the Spirit. Don't listen to me. Don't go ahead and give it away. God will tell you exactly what it means. I just tell you. Because I know this message is for somebody. Amen? So in closing tonight, I'm going to close now. I'm going to wrap up now. And what it says here, he that giveth to the poor. Most of the time when you give it, God will say, give to a man who has need. God is going to give to rich, but he has. More than that, when God is spoken to give, is somebody needs what you have. Somebody needs that what you have. And what God says, what you need, happy for them, and make happy for you. Who have the mind, let it go in your hand. God says, no, don't look at this focus with him. No, this thing is not about you. This thing is about me. I said, give. Because you know why? I want to meet you. I want to bless you. I want to bless you. So what you make happen for Tom, God says, I'll make happen for you. You see? So in the Bible says, in Proverbs 19 and verse 17, he that giveth to the poor, and lending to God. Read 19 and 17. God said, when you give to the poor, you lend to me. God is the best lender to lend to. God said, you owe no man anything but love. You see, God will give you because he is telling you, give it. And then when he starts to give you now, he said, nah, I'm scratching my head. Nah, I ain't doing it. That is the best man to borrow for. But the borrowing here is not taken from him. The borrowing is to give. When God said give, he said you're lending to me. When you give to the poor, you're lending to me. And I have no mind that I'm going to pay you back 100 for you. And what Romans say? Romans 13 and verse 8, owe no man anything but love. But love. But love. But love. But love. My friends, tonight, God is showing you how to give, to receive. You don't listen to nobody. You listen to the prompting
and the Holy Spirit. And how we promise you? Through what? Desire. How the prompting come? Through desire. You'll have a desire to do. When God called you to do something, you'll have a desire. Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the law of the Lord, which is his word, and he's going to give you your heart's desire. Your heart's desire will be born from the word, and the word is God's will. So how are you going to know God's will? The word is going to create a desire in your heart, so you will know is the will of God. When you start to get that motivation, when you start to get that passion, you will know God is setting you up, bringing you now into your purpose, into your dream. Because you know why? When you get that prompting, God say you're going to activate your motivation, and then what is going to happen? Favor, my brethren. So tonight, you all were good listeners. I see 205-765. What can I do for you? What do you want the prophet to do for you?
Praise God tonight. I just thank God for this message. It spoke volumes to me, because truly this year I've been feeling such motivation, such passion, such divine favor. And I just thank God for that. So I just thank God for the word you brought tonight. But my prayer tonight is not really for myself, but it's for my coworkers. And it's for my place of employment. I just lift them up. And I just pray that those of us that are in Christ will be able to continue to stand in the midst of sometimes where others may be lost, that we'll continue to be that light in a dark place.
Amen. Good word.
Amen. So that's my prayer tonight.
Say one prayer for your coworkers. See what is happening here?
And
you are operating
boss.
On your body. See what you're doing here? You are operating in the anointing.
Yes,
you're operating in your anointing, and you see because you're calling for prayer. This is not about you.
God.
This
no.
is about somebody else. This is what God is saying. It's not about you.
God.
It's about somebody else. And God is going to say what you make happen for your boss and your co-workers,
God
is going to make happen
Thank
for you.
Jesus.
Watch, God, woman of God.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
God, woman of God, there's a guy on your job. The enemy wants to kill him. The enemy, a black guy, but he kind of brown skin, fair skin, kind of light skin.
Mm-hmm.
He has short hair. He has a hair, you know, the GI cut. There's a cut, you know, a ball fade. You know, they come here, start on top. I see that guy on your job, and the enemy is in pain. He's in pain, and the enemy is really, really putting it on him. So you see, so that is what God is saying. See, you're making it happen for that guy. You're making it. Yeah, I've seen him, and I've seen his face right now. And he's in pain.
I know exactly who
and
you're talking about.
And he's fighting. You know who you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in pain.
I know exactly
he's fighting.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah. God say, God say, you because of your prayer, because of your asking for prayer, God is getting ready to deliver him. He's in real pain, and it's something that he's trying to come out from. His mind,
it's
a mind thing. It's a mind thing. I don't know what he get caught up in. If he caught up in pornography, if he caught up in stealing, or if his mind is warped. God is getting ready, but he's fighting it. He's fighting it.
Oh, God, thank you.
I see fighting it, and I see like something holding him back. He going forward, but something's holding him back. Lord, you know that man, Father. Satan, I command that you take your filthy hands. That man right now, in the name of Jesus. I command that you release his mind. Set his mind free right now, Satan, in Jesus' name. And Father,
name.
I pray, oh God, I speak peace. I send your peace in his mind,
peace.
Father, right now in Jesus' name.
Peace.
Oh, God, and all our co-workers, Lord, even as they need prayer, Lord, tonight. Oh, God, even as my sister here is standing on their behalf. Father, I come in agreement with her. Father, for you said if any two shall agree or not, asking anything that it shall be given. Father, I come with my sister on behalf of her co-workers and her boss. Father, I pray, oh God, whatsoever needs, oh God, they need, Father, let it be done, Father. Oh, God, Father, we rebuke the devourer, oh, God. We rebuke Satan out of their lives, oh, God, Father. We pray, Lord, I rebuke every scale, every ignorance, oh, God, that spirit of ignorance, oh, God,
yes,
in their minds that is blocking it, Father. Oh, God, let light come forth, oh, God, Father, that they'll understand your truth, oh, God. Oh, God, whatever is blocking their vision, oh, God, blocking their heart to preventing the light from entering in their hearts, Lord. Father, I just see the entrance of thy word, bring it light and understanding, oh, God, I rebuke them barriers. I rebuke them hindrances that Satan has set up in those people's hearts and minds. I rebuke them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I speak light. I send light, Father. And I send understanding in your heart. I send truth, Father, right now, in their lives, in Jesus' name. Father, that they will come to the light. That they will see the light, Father. That their eyes will be open to the light. They will see the light. They will come to the light, Father, and surrender their lives to the light, which is Jesus Christ. Lord, we believe it is done. And we thank you. We pray for healing for each and every one of them. We pray that you'll meet their every need right now, Father. You know their needs. Oh, God, we pray right now. We stand, oh, God, right now on their behalf, that you'll meet their needs, that, Lord, you'll set them free, those that need deliverance, those that need healing, those that need, oh, God, Father, great truth. Father, let it be done, Father, in your lives right now.
Oh,
we pray
God.
In Jesus' name. And, God, we believe it is done. We say thank you, Lord.
Done.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woman of God. God is going to bless you.
Yes, God.
You just saved a guy's life. You just saved that guy's life.
Oh, God, thank you.
You just saved. Listen, God could only come when we pray. If we don't pray, you see, our prayer is God's opening to come down on the earth to act on our behalf. If we don't pray, God is not going to force his way down here. That's why so many things happening, because Christians are not praying. The
That's
Bible
right.
says, if my people that are called by my name shall what? Shall what?
Humble themselves.
Humble themselves. Seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways.
Turn.
He said, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. These Christians and them saying, you know what? It's not bothering me. That's not my business. Listen, you don't pray? Satan going to make it his business to get to you. Because you know what happened? He doing stuff. So and all the things they tell me, when your time reaches, it's going to be too late. Because he will touch everybody. So sister, God is pleased. And there's a blessing, there's a reward for you coming. Watch God. There's a need. God said there's a need in your life. And God said, because you look after somebody else, you could ask for prayer for you. But you refuse. And he asked it. God is getting ready to do something for your sister. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you're in need of, but God is getting ready. And maybe you may not know what you need is, but God is getting ready to do something for you in Jesus' name. And you're going to bring back the daily report in Jesus' name.
Ooh, in
Jesus' because what
name.
You make for others, what you make happen for others, God is going to make happen for you. Oh,
thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name.
Jesus.
We bless your holy name. Sister, God is getting ready to, my God, God is getting ready to use you too. God is getting ready to open favor. God is ready to give you, getting ready to give you a favor. You're going to minister to people. There's a people God wants you to minister to. And God is giving, I hear God give you the boldness. God said, I'm going to give you the boldness when the time reaches. God is preparing you, woman of God. It's somebody. It's some people. There's a people you have to minister deliverance to. You have to minister the word to. And if you don't do it, they're going to perish. The blood will be on your shoulder. You listen to the Holy Ghost. You listen. And how you listen? How I tell you to listen? Through passion. Through desire. That is how you just know the Holy Ghost is talking to you. It will try to lead you. Leading you means to what?
Hallelujah.
It's passion. You have to put passion in your heart to go after what he's telling you. That he wants you to
Hallelujah.
Go after. So I'm teaching you all how to listen to the voice of God. True passion. That
Hallelujah.
Is how the voice of God is spoken. They call it by all kind of name, but it's really true passion, true desire. Psalm 37, verse 4. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for that sister.
Ooh.
Lord, claim the blessings for her right now.
Ah,
Lord, she'll receive it, Lord. Lord, I seal every blessing. I see every word fire that has gone forth in the hearts and lives of the people through the airwaves, oh God. But we seal it, Lord, and that the enemy will not be able to take it out from the heart. But Lord, that word is going to bring forth, it's going to germinate and bring forth fruit in the life, fruits of righteousness, fruits of victory, fruits of more than enough, Father. In Jesus' name, abundance, Lord.
That's what
we thank you. Thank you. There's a reason why he says, God, how are you listening to these programs? Because you need to hear it. You need, because what God is getting ready to, what God is getting ready to do, you need it. You need this teaching.
Yes.
Because when God puts you, they're going to bring it back into remembrance.
Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Lord God.
God bless. God bless
you,
woman of God.
Jesus.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Jesus.
Listen to that sweet voice. What is the voice?
Glory.
Your desire. Your passion. That is
yes,
a small little voice in your heart you're listening to.
Yes,
you see that? Where you're getting, where you're getting there. Where you're being motivated to move to. Where your motivation is going to activate. Where that passion is going to activate motivation. And it's exactly where the passion is driving you to. Is exactly
yes,
the way God will have you to be.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. God bless
thank you.
Lord. Hallelujah. Is anybody
Hallelujah.
Anybody want to pray? Press one.
Jesus.
Okay, nobody. Everybody enjoying the message to start. They never hear
Thank
preaching
you.
Like that. And that is not ascribed to me. It's not me. It's God. The anointing is revelation. God, the anointing teaching the people tonight. I just using me as a vessel. I have nothing. I leave it up to me. I would have been in my bed right now sleeping. I would have been somewhere
Jesus.
Eating. But it's the anointing that have me here
to
set the captive free. The anointing is here to set the captive free. Because when I preach that word, that the Bible says the entrance of the world give it light and understanding. So when you get light and understanding of the truth, you go act towards it. And God is going to deliver you and bless you. That the right we have given is given under the leading of the Holy Ghost. And I assure you, Jesus asked both of them to do something. He asked the woman from Zarephath, and he asked the boy with the fish basket.
Mm-hmm.
When they obey him, he multiplied them. He asked the rich man, he was greedy, he had an attitude, he don't want to give. And it's exactly what them prosperity preachers doing. They're taking, and they don't want to give back. But listen,
they're
going to lose everything. It's just a matter of time before they lose everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh my God.
God, because you know why? Flesh profited nothing. That is not good. All that wealth they're acquiring is not going to profit them anything. They will be most miserable because they didn't get it how God wanted them to give it. Get it. They give it, get it by stealing from the sheep. Bless God.
Jesus.
Woman of God, God bless you. And I'll be back here again tomorrow night at 8:30. So
Praise
enjoy the
God.
Word, sis. You enjoy the word?
Yes.
Good.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a good night tonight, a great night we call it.
Amen.
God, I seal every word that has gone forth in the hearts of the people that the enemy will not come and pluck it out. But I seal it with the blood of Jesus. I seal it with your sweet Holy Spirit that your word in their heart will bring forth fruit, Lord. Bring forth fruit, Lord, abundantly, Lord, in their life, in their children's life. In Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless
Amen.
You, friends. And
God
I'll see you all back
you.
Here tomorrow. Night, the same time, 8:30. God bless. Bye.